Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Well, we apologize for the intro, everybody. That was an old intro from many years ago, and anyway, had some technical difficulties in there, but we do welcome you to the TexasSunny.com Mortgage Show. I'm Kevin Miller of TexasSunny.com, and I'm here with Inappropriate Uncle Bubba.
Hey.
We are here back in the saddle, ready to help you get your mortgage world going. I know we're on the sports station here in the Fan, but we want to talk with you about your opportunities in the mortgage world. And you need to know that mortgage rates have dropped a little bit, bringing in some opportunity for many of you. So make sure you get in touch with TexasSunny.com Mortgage Show today at 214-354-5989. Get your questions in early. We want to answer them for you. And as I just mentioned, Bubba, mortgage rates have come down a little bit,
yep.
And you're on the front lines. You're seeing people get decent quotes now. When I say decent, you know, rates are up around 7.5% or even 8% earlier this year. What kind of rates are you seeing people getting right now that they might want to call us or text us here on the show today?
Well, what people need to realize, and I realized this several weeks ago when we did have a person text in, and he said that he had 7.99% on a mortgage. And he put 3% down. It was a conventional mortgage. And so getting into it, I went in there to check to see. His equity, of course, has gone up really well in 2 years. But the thing to realize is that if he refinances into an FHA mortgage, he would save 2%. He was in the fives with some closing costs paid.
With the equity situation that they have, you know, not everyone's going to have that situation. Everyone's got a different situation. So there's different rates, right? Different APRs for everybody.
But it's 3.5% on FHA.
Yeah.
So, I mean, that's all the equity you have to have. So.
Yeah. So, and there are other things you need to be prepared for. That's what this show's all about, is explaining things. You know, on FHA, depending on your equity situation, you're going to have MIP on some FHA loans that you might not otherwise have on conventional loans. But here's the deal. The rates have come down a little bit.
Yep.
So you're seeing opportunities where rates are nearly 1% lower than where they were earlier this year already.
Well, in this guy's case, it was 2%.
Yeah. So if you went out there shopping for homes and rates were at 7.5%, mm-hmm. you know, you might be people might be finding rates 6.5% in some cases for some of you shopping for homes right now. And then there are some scenarios where some of you are getting 2-1 buy downs, and we can talk about what those things are. But opportunities are sneaking back in there for you. You know, if you're out there shopping in the range of a $480,000 home, let's say, and mm-hmm. there's a lot of average home sales for new purchases, for example, that are up around $480,000, you can afford an extra $50,000 or $60,000 of house right now, or even more because the rates have come down. So
right.
People's home payments can come down. If you got yourself into an 8% rate sometime in the last couple of years, it might be time to look to refinance that.
Yep.
And save yourself some money. So, yeah.
But like I said, if you had put 3% down or 5% down in the last 2 years, you need to look at an FHA refinance, and you're going to have lower MIP, and you're definitely going to benefit in the payment wise, this guy was actually saving over $500 a month over his current payment.
So one thing that you need, y'all want to know is, you know, the different loan programs have these different rates, and they have different APRs, and they have different closing costs, and they have different mortgage insurance associated with them. There's some benefits that'll some benefits will outweigh other benefits. Sometimes it makes more sense to get a conventional loan due to the mortgage insurance information, and sometimes your FHA, you know, depending on your credit and other things, sometimes that will impact your payment and your mortgage insurance. So all of you are going to have a different situation, and we want to hear from you about yours today when you text us at 214-354-5989. 214-354-5989. Make sure you get in touch with TexasLending.com today. We want to help you make some decisions regarding your mortgage. Get in touch with us up here on the station, and we will get going. Now, if you're trying to buy a home, send us the following information. By text, send us your current income, your current credit score, and your expected down payment. That's your current income, your current credit score, and your expected down payment. If you send that to us, we'll be happy to give you an idea about how much home you might be able to afford, what kind of home payment you're looking at, what kind of loan program might be a good idea for you. But these are ideas. We want to send you in the right direction. This is a great thing about the Mortgage Show is there's no application going on. There's no stress. It's just getting some ideas about mortgages. If you're trying to get that cash out, text us at 214-354-5989, the following information: what you currently owe on your home, what is the value, expected value of your home, along with your current credit score and your current interest rate. So what's your score, what's your rate, what do you owe on your home, and what do you think your home is worth? And we'll give you an idea about what kind of loan your second lien might be looking at. A lot of people getting cash out of their homes. I can tell you there's a lot of people doing that. Make sure you get in touch with TexasLending.com today. All right, Bubba, you're up there. Like I said, you're on the front lines. People are trying to get into homes. Are people surprised by the rates that have come down, or are they like, yeah, we deserve better?
Yeah.
Because
they did.
They're saying rates are going to come down, but they already have.
Yeah, but then here's the thing. They hear this, that the Fed's going to lower rates, and so they're wanting to wait until the Fed lowers rates. And then I try to tell them, I said, look, that's the, you know, a long-term thing.
Well, listen, with the
it's
way,
short-term overnight rate, but...
Well, the real situation is this, is the market has already baked in the Federal Reserve rate drop. See, they're smart people, and they see the future. And they say, well, if the Fed is going to drop rates by a quarter to a half, they come in and they buy the mortgage bonds already. The market's already priced in the Federal Reserve rate cut.
Yes.
The Federal Reserve does not set mortgage rates. The Federal Reserve gives a suggested retail price. Just like when you go to the car dealer, what's a suggested retail price? They give a suggested retail price of what the cost of money should be from one bank to another bank overnight. That's what the Federal Reserve is going to affect. They're going to come out, they're going to say, we suggest that the rate that a bank lends another bank money overnight be this rate.
Mm-hmm.
That's what they do. They say, we suggest that this is the rate. They don't set mortgage rates. So what you have is when you hear the news and smart people in the bond market, these big financial corporations and institutions, they anticipate a Federal Reserve rate drop. The market has already priced it in. You sitting at home, the rates that you expect to get when the Federal Reserve drops rates are already in the market now. And so what's going to happen is, when the Federal Reserve actually does lower the overnight rate, you're going to call up a mortgage company and say, I heard rates dropped today. And they're going to like, no, they dropped 2 months ago. And they actually went up today, because if the Federal Reserve does what they're supposed to do, which is lower rates, then that can cause potential inflation. And so rates can actually go up when the Federal Reserve drops rates. And the rates can actually go down sometimes in different markets. So just know that the rate drop is already baked in. But I can tell you what, every day the market continues to move in anticipation of just how much the Federal Reserve is going to drop the rates. Because we have these different reports that keep coming out.
Mm-hmm.
They have conflicting reports. Then we have the employment numbers came out yesterday. There's a lot of scary things in those employment numbers, depending on who you are and what you're looking at.
Mm-hmm.
But we don't need to talk about that in the show. We just need to say, how is this going to affect mortgage rates? And right now, mortgage rates came down yesterday. So the rates have come down 1% already. Okay, so they're anticipating this. They've already anticipated this. So if you're out there thinking about buying a home, or maybe you were looking 3 months ago, you might want to relook now. If you bought a home the beginning of the year and you got an 8% rate, you might want to look to refinance it right now and see what you can get done. Make sure you get in touch with TexasLending.com. Here on the show, 214-354-5989, 214-354-5989. Big football weekend, Bubba.
Oh, yeah.
Now, I'm from Michigan. I didn't go to Michigan. I'm from Michigan.
So who's Alma playing?
We don't care. No one cares. But they do care about the Texas-Michigan game today. And I think Texas is going to get them today. I think Texas is going to get them. We'll see how that goes. We'll see how it all plays out. But I have a feeling Texas is going to take this one today. So good luck to Texas during the football game. Good luck to you during your mortgage shopping. Make sure you text me today, 214-354-5989. 214-354-5989. If you're thinking about getting into a home, well, there's you need to know with this rate drop that for every 1% drop in interest rates, on a $480,000 loan, a 1% lower rate is $400 a month less in interest.
Mm-hmm.
And so if you saw a 2% drop in rates, you could see $800 a month less in your interest payments if you got quoted a 2% lower rate now than what you were doing earlier in the year. Mortgage companies have been very resourceful, and they have been very creative in finding ways to get loans, lower rates, like these 2-1 buy-downs.
Mm-hmm.
You've heard these commercials. You've seen some of these mortgage companies out there doing these commercials that say, hey, or you go to a builder and the builder buys your rate down. And so many builders are doing that. They're buying people's rates down. Instead of you getting 6.5, they might buy your rate to 5.5 or something like this. In some cases, they do a 2-1 buy down where there's some initial money paid up front to buy your rate down. And then instead of getting 6.5, Bubba, they're buying your rate to 4.5.
Mm-hmm.
And so we're seeing a lot of this to help people get into homes. It's been very, very creative ways to do it. Some of these have longer term impacts for you, though. And you need to be aware of what these longer-term impacts. If someone's doing a 2-1 buy-down,
mm-hmm.
let's say your rate's going to be 6.5 and they buy your rate to 4.5, or you buy your rate to 4.5, you're paying the interest up front.
Mm-hmm.
You would otherwise be paying 6.5. And again, some people might get a better rate than that right now. Some people might be getting 6. Some people might be getting something in the high 5s right now if you're looking at some FHA stuff. Different rates have different programs have different rates, and depending on the day of the week and in your scenario.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed-sponsored jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed-sponsored jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed-sponsored sponsored jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
But if you're doing that two on buy down long term, Bubba, that you think you're paying 4.5, but 2 years later you're going to be paying 6.5.
Right.
Well, some companies might take advantage of that and say, instead of quoting you 6.5 and buying it down, they're quoting you 7, and then they're buying it down to 5. And so 2 years later, you're going to have a rate at 7%. You know what I'm saying? And so some companies are going to use that to their advantage. You think you're getting a deal now, but long term it might not be the best deal. There's the other thing. You can always, if you're in a 2-1 buy down, you can always refinance to a long-term fixed rate.
Right.
So make sure you get in touch with TexasLending.com and get in touch with us so we can get those quotes out to you today. Now, Bubba, there's another thing that's come up right now. People getting cash out of their home, and it's that time of year where taxes are due.
That's coming up all the time.
It's coming up right now, right in the beginning of September right now. Yeah. And so mortgage companies, title companies, when you go to close in your refinance right now, when you go to close in your cash out loan, anyone who's going to close a loan pretty much after September 15th, expect that your title company is going to start collecting the full year of taxes at closing.
Yep.
Expect that's going to happen. So if you're going to get a quote from a mortgage company, all you've been warned right now, if you go to get a quote from a mortgage company right now, not every loan officer is paying attention to this. There could be some companies outside of Texas who are not paying attention to how we do things in Texas.
And that'll be a big closing disclosure surprise for you when
all of a sudden you show up at 10 grand or 12 grand for taxes at closing.
Then you have to go back and redo your whole loan.
Because there's companies in Michigan, for example, that might say, oh, you're going to close on this $400,000 refinance, and they didn't disclose that you're going to bring your taxes to closing. And I always say bring them to closing. Some of you might be able to roll them into your closing cost or roll them into the loan. And so just know some of you, though, are paying escrows. You're paying taxes and insurance outside with your mortgage payment. You're paying with your mortgage payment. So your current mortgage lender might reimburse you. They're going to reimburse you anything they're holding on to in those.
Mm-hmm.
But just know that if you're going to go to closing in Texas right now, anything after about September 15th, right in that area, the title companies will start collecting a full year of taxes.
Depending on what county you're in, basically.
And even though they're not due till, depending on the county.
Because sometimes I've seen outside of town that, they don't even collect them until November or something like that.
Just so,
small towns.
So if you're, we start getting, you might start seeing your tax bill come from your local county. Your county might send you your tax bill right now. Once that's come out, then the title companies will start collecting those at closing. So anyway, just know that's going to be the case. Text us your questions, 214-354-5989, 214-354-5989. Inappropriate Uncle Bubba and Kevin Miller, that's me. We'll be back after these messages on 105.3 The Fan. Back in the TexasSunny.com mortgage show, Kevin Miller here with Inappropriate Uncle Bubba talking about your mortgage. Make sure you get in touch with us. Make sure you call TexasHoney.com, go online and apply today. If you have a question, get your text question in now. We want to answer it here on the show. Let's get to some of your questions. And again, that text line is 214-354-5989. 214-354-5989. All right. Let's see. Here's a question, Bubba. Home built in 2007. The value of the home is $500,000 and they owe $120,000. So many people have situations just like this right now. A lot of people have a lot of equity. So they have a value of $500 and they owe $120,000 and their current rate is 2.65. So they got the COVID rate. They got the rate that's going to, you want to be in forever, 2.65.
The COVID rate.
Cash out for repairs. They want to get 20 or 30K. Their credit score is 800 plus. So they have 120,000 at 2.65. They don't want to touch that. So really what we're talking about, they say 20 to 30,000 cash out for repairs. They're talking about a small line of credit, a small home equity loan. If they want to get more cash out, they can. They have available $380,000 to be able to get out of the house. I'm sorry, $280,000. So it's worth 500 and 80% of that's $400,000. That's the Texas math. If you're getting cash out of your home, you can borrow up to 80% of the value of the home when you're getting cash out. So they owe $120,000. That leaves $280,000 to get cash out. All right. So maybe they want 30. Maybe they want 50. Maybe they want 70. Maybe they want 100. Depending on what you're looking for, that can determine what's the best deal for you.
Right.
Whether you're going to get a HELOC, a small HELOC loan. Can think about bank. I'm going to go to a bank. And once you get into $70,000 to $100,000, maybe you want to get a fixed rate home equity second loan. Bubba, what was the best rate you've seen recently on a fixed rate second lien home equity loan?
8.875.
See, that's where the first liens were just...
Not too long ago.
And so yeah. Now you're probably seeing some cash out rates down around 6.875.
It's all affected by how much you're borrowing and also your loan to value and also your credit score. Those are the three things that really, you know, determine on a second lien.
Yeah.
How much you're getting, you know.
Yeah.
If you're getting over 100,000, you could see a rate there right around there or low nines.
Yeah. So the person who's sitting at 2.65, now that was the best rate you've seen. Not everyone is going to get that. He said he saw 8.875, but figure between 9 and 10.5 or 9 and 11% for these second liens. Figure there. So if you get an 8.875, great. But not everyone gets that. Everything's situational, depending on your situation. Just know that that's a fixed lien.
That's what I
say. We say fixed rate. Okay, let's talk about that. That's a fixed rate. The HELOCs, the lines of credit, are typically on adjustable rates. They're going to go up. They're going to go down. These HELOCs go up. And the fixed rate second is, you know what your rate is. It's fixed in and you have a loan and you get a lump sum of cash. You get your $100,000 out or your $200,000 out and then everything's good. And so versus the HELOC, and I would say the bigger the loan, the more you might want to get that thing fixed in on a fixed rate. Okay, Bob, my next question. We have an 18-acre property with a 2,000-square-foot house. Property's worth around $520,000, and we have around $400,000 left in the loan. They want to build an additional house on their land and use the existing as a guest house. So what they're thinking is, so they want to put a second house on their property. Some of the things that they need to think about. One, you might need to survey out the property.
Right.
So you might need, they have an 18-acre plot.
But if you're going to do that, you need to wait until you build the other.
Yeah, so if you're going to build another property on there, you're going to put a guest house. You know, I don't know if you're going to want to have your investment property guest house tied to the same ownership as the primary residence. Depending on if you're going to have family coming in as guests, you know, if you're going to have an investment property guest house, but you might want to you
in long term, I would have them as two separate properties.
Yeah, because sometimes you might want to get cash. Here's the other thing is sometimes you might want to get cash out on your primary residence.
Yeah.
But if you have two houses on there, sometimes that makes it difficult when you have two houses on the same property. And here's some of the reasons why. One, when we go to get an appraisal of your property versus someone else's property, they have to find other properties that have two houses on them. What is the true value of this 18 acres with two houses on it? And unless they have other properties that they can go appraise it against, compare it to, if there's no comparables, they really can't give a lot of value to the other house.
Right.
They can't give a lot of value to the guest house because they say, well, no other houses within 5 miles of here or even have a second house on the property. So we can't really give a lot of value to it because we really don't know what the value is. That's just something you need to be aware of on that. And also when you're trying to get cash out, Bubba, what kind of dangers does that present?
Well, like I said, if it's better if it's two separate properties. Number one, they look at, they will call it mixed use. Like, you know, are you renting out Airbnb, this property, this other house? Then it's commercial, basically. The other thing is they look at the electronics, utilities. Are they on two separate entities?
Yeah.
Are they? That's another thing that they want to ask that question. The other thing is, it sounds like to me that what you need to do to build your house is you're going to need a construction loan.
If they're going to build the other property on there, they're going to need a construction loan.
Yeah.
And then they're going to want to survey that thing out.
Right.
When they go out to do the construction loan, they say, what land are we building this on? What?
Yeah.
Because listen, in the middle of that construction, something could happen. Let's say to the builder or something.
Yeah.
And they want to know what their collateral is. Are we holding it against the collateral of the whole property? Are we holding it against 3 acres that's vacant?
Mm-hmm.
And so these are the things that are going to come up when you start going down this path. And so just think about all those things, and we wish you well. Okay, next question. By the way, get your questions in 214-354-5989. 214-354-5989. Get your questions in here to texaslending.com. Bubba.
Mm.
Morning. It says, my credit is 680 and my fiance's is 790. And between the two of them, they make 170 grand a year. They want to put, it says, I don't know if it's a he or she. It says, 100% disabled veteran.
Okay.
And so they want to know how much home they can afford. They have $75,000 to put down, but you don't necessarily have to put a down payment when you're getting.
You can do a VA loan.
You can get a VA loan here.
Zero down. You're not going to have any taxes. You're not going to have any property taxes to pay since you're 100% entitled.
So you
have more property to buy.
And being 100% disabled, when it comes to your funding fee, you know, you are going to be in the best case for a veteran. And a lot of people have to have a 2.5% funding fee, disabled veterans.
Mm-hmm.
Depending on which loan they're getting, that has a whole different thing. So you're in good shape here to look at now here's the thing. I do have to say this. Fiance, they're not married yet.
Mm.
If you get married, then you can combine your incomes and get a loan. You can get this VA loan. Right?
Right.
And if you're not married yet, I don't know if you're going to be able to combine your incomes yet.
Yeah. I just did my compliance yesterday and it was VA loans, and you would not be able to do it unless they were married.
Yeah. So you're going to want to get that.
Justice of the peace.
You want to get that done depending on when you're going to buy this place. But VA does not require a down payment. If you want to get a conventional, let's say you went down the conventional route and you bought the home between the two of you and you're not married yet. You're both on the loan. You both of your names are on the loan. And you're looking at $170,000 of income. You're looking $5,000 a month on a home payment. You know, that you should be in that ballpark to qualify. Mm-hmm. And if you get into that ballpark to qualify, you're probably talking about a $600,000, $650,000 home. If you're putting $75,000 down, maybe a little bit more. It's going to be in that ballpark. And it can be a little bit higher. Now, we always have this rule of thumb of 33% of your monthly income. They make about $15,000 a month between the two of them.
Mm-hmm.
So 33% of that would be $5,000. Well, if you made $15,000 a month, it's $5,000 a month. And so just know that you can, making that $5,000 a month, it can be $6,000 a month sometimes. It's called discretionary income or whatever. What's your overall debt? It says you have $25,000 in debt. Depending on what that debt costs you per month, we're going to take a look at your entire debt-to-income ratio, and you might be able to afford more than that. So you might be looking at $800,000. Inappropriate Uncle Bubba, you had something to say over there. What was that?
I said, just have them email me. I'm working today. galexander@texaslending.com.
galexander@texaslending.com. Get in touch with galexander@texaslending.com. Or, you know what? All of you that are sitting out there, text us or go online. Get your information and go to the texaslending.com website. Get your information in so we can help you out with your home loan today.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
All right. Next one. This person, they have... currently eligible for VA, but they're not using it. And it says they owe $251 on their house. And their rate's 6.35. Okay. Now we're talking like that's about where rates are in that ballpark now.
Right.
They owe $251. They have a great credit score, perfect credit score. House appraised at $360. They're eligible for a VA loan. What kind of rate would I be looking at? Probably right where you are right now.
Yeah, wouldn't make sense. I don't believe.
You know what? You might be able. You might be able to get five. You might be able to get something with their 800 score, with their home equity that they have right now. They might not even need VA, and here's why: because you're not going to have any PMI. They only owe about 70% of the value of the house or so.
You're not going to have any upfront fee.
And so, since they own 70% of the value of the property. You know, the VA refinance would be a small upfront charge from the VA for the refinance. You don't really need the VA to refinance, but you could maybe find a rate. You might be able to find a rate somewhere in the high fives, depending on how you're getting your rate put together and how your loan's getting put together. Okay, so there's potential there for you to do this, but we have to take a look. I want you to take a look. I want you to call us because rates keep going down. They've come down for the last several weeks. They came down this week, and Monday they could go down again. And so we can get our rate quote out there, and we can take a look at it and say, wait a minute, they've come down great. You can do a great deal on this property. I suggest you go to the TexasLending.com website, have one of our great loan officers take a look at your options there and find out if you can save. If you can drop 1%, you're going to save a couple hundred dollars a month. If you can drop 1%, you'll save $100 a month. Okay, someone's just sending a random text that once they're so happy that their home is paid off. You know, what's interesting about that is I have my home paid off, but, you know, sometimes I wish I had a 2.5% rate on the thing and I didn't, because if I could have taken that money and invested it, and if you're paying 2.5% on your mortgage right now, you ask yourself the question, do you really want to be paying more? Do you want to be paying extra to pay your home off? If you have a 2.5% rate on your mortgage right now, Bubba, do you really want to be that person that say, I am paying extra every month towards my mortgage, or do you want to take that extra and invest it in a 5% return somewhere or more? You know, you got to talk to your financial planner. Where do I put my extra money? Do I put it towards paying my home off, or do I, since I can make more money by investing it than if I had that one of my nice 2.5% rate? So a lot of you who are at that 2.5% rate, I know you have this great dream of paying your home off, but it might be good for you to look at some other options for yourself. With a financial planner, text us your questions, 214-354-5989, 214-354-5989. All text lines are open. We're going to take a break. Inappropriate Uncle Bubba.
All right.
What do you want to talk about when we come back?
Fishing. I'm watching a fishing show here.
Oh, well, Inappropriate Uncle Bubba is spot on. We're talking about mortgages today. We can all go watch fishing later, but we want to know about our finances, and that's what we're going to talk about when we come back in the TexasLending.com Mortgage Show on 105.3 The Fan. Back in the TexasLending.com Mortgage Show, looking for your questions at 214-354-5989. 214-354-5989. Get in touch with us today. We want to answer these questions for you. And let's get to this question here. And the rest of you, if you have a question about buying a home, send us how much money you're currently making, your current credit score, and your expected down payment. We'll give you an idea about how much home you might be able to afford and what kind of payment you're looking at. Text us today, 214-354-5989. If you're trying to get cash out of your home, send us your current value of your home, your current balance on your mortgage, as well as your current credit score and your current interest rate. We'll give you an idea about how much cash you can get out of your house, what might be the better deal for you, a cash out first lien or a second lien home equity loan or second lien home equity line of credit. These are all different ways to get loans done, getting cash out of your house. Person says they can afford $1,800 to $2,000 a month. What price range home can someone get a payment around $2,000 a month? And it was changed recently because the rates have come down a little bit. But if you're looking at $2,000 a month, I would say you're probably looking at a home of around $275, depending on how much you're going to put down.
Well, no.
Well, Bubba, you say no, but you don't know what the down payment's going to be. Are they going to put $20,000 down, or are they going to put...
They can afford $2,000 a month. I mean, yeah, how much are they going to put down? Like I said, if it's FHA or whatever, you're probably looking closer to $200,000 with taxes and insurance and all debt ratio, whatever, you know.
Well, the mortgage rates on FHA have dropped. They're probably closer to 6% now for a lot of people than they were a couple months ago. But you're going to see some nice rates on some FHA. You might even see rates in the fives on some FHA quotes right now. If you're getting a 2-1 buy down, you might even find some rates lower than that when they're... Your loan's getting bought down.
I'm only going by what they say they can afford.
Yeah. Well, if they can afford $2,000 a month on a mortgage and you throw in the taxes and everything like that, that's about the what you're looking at somewhere. And it depends on the rates, because when the rates are at 3 versus the rates are at 7 or the rates are at 8, it all has a different impact for you. So right now you're looking at with a $2,000 payment, I would say your mortgage is, you don't want your mortgage, if you want to be conservative, over $220,000. Maybe the 250, but if you're putting $30,000 or $40,000 down, we don't know what your plans are. You're going to be putting 20% down. These are the things we all need to know. Make sure you text me, text us 214-354-5989, 214-354-5989. Get in touch with us up here today. Okay. Next question. Here's another one here. We want to get $150,000 out of our house. What are our options? They have a home worth $400,000 and they owe $150,000 and they want to get $150,000 out. And so they have a current credit score of about 680 and they want to know what the options are of getting $150,000 to cash out. The current mortgage rate, they said, is at 3%. So that they don't want to touch that first 150. They're going to be looking at a second lien here.
Yep.
Now, who would look at a first lien? If you have a rate around 6.5 or 7 right now, and you're trying to get cash out, you might just want to refinance the whole thing into one rather than having a second lien at 8% or 9 or 10 or 11. You might want to look at getting it all on one loan and getting it refinanced into that nice lower interest rate on the first lien cash out. But this person on $150,000 cash out, it's only a 75 LTV. Are they going to be able to hit that with a 680 score?
Yeah, that's the, I just want to say offhand, I think that's going to be 70% loan to value, 680 credit score.
For the second lien.
With our criteria.
Yes.
But like I said, you never know what they're going to come out with, on the appraisal AVM, or if you have to have an appraisal, which may benefit you, too.
Sometimes these second loans don't require appraisals.
Right.
And so the difference on a first lien and second lien is not just interest rate. Where on a first lien cash out, your best case scenario is going to be the high sixes up to near 8% for many cash out loans. In that range, you're going to be within shouting distance of that range. Mm-hmm. Okay. And you got to ask yourself the question, do I want to get a first lien cash out with an appraisal and pay $600 for an appraisal, or do I want to get a second lien cash out at 9.5% and not get an appraisal? Yeah. These are some questions you have to
ask.
9.5%
at 680 is not going to.
Not as
going to be in the tens.
For that credit score.
Yeah. Low tens, though, because of the amount of money they're trying to get.
Again, if you haven't, weren't listening earlier, a second lien fixed rate cash out, you're probably looking. The averages are between 9% and 11% for many of you. Mm-hmm. That's where you're going to see most of those loans. And so think, okay, I need a second lien fixed rate cash out. That's where you're looking. On the first lien cash outs, you're probably looking 7%, give or take, depending on your, but some of you have really bad credit scores. You're going to be up at 8 or around that ballpark. Some of you have great scenarios, great credit scores, a lot of equity. And that's who's going to find, and you're getting a decent loan size, you're going to find the lower rates. Yeah. So there are many things that impact these rates.
Mm-hmm.
Not everyone, your neighbor's not going to get the same rate as you. Your APR is going to be different than your neighbor because they're going to have different closing costs going in for their taxes. They're going to say, I want to buy down my rate. I don't want to buy down my rate. All of you qualify for a range of rates.
Yeah, I would say go ahead and email me at galexander@texaslending.com. Today I am working. I'm doing my compliance. So I'm behind the scenes working, and I can definitely get you a quote on that.
Go online to texaslending.com and get your application in today. So let's take a look at that. So everyone qualifies for a range of rates. Now, if you're getting an FHA loan, you're going to qualify within a range of rates for FHA. If you're looking at conventional, you're going to qualify for a different range of rates. That goes for VA, that goes for cash out loans, that goes for second lien fixed rate equity loans. All of you qualify within a range. You and your mortgage company determine what your rate's going to be depending on whether you want the lower rate with some higher costs. For example, some of you want to borrow more equity in your home. Well, you're going to potentially have a higher rate than if you didn't borrow so much equity. Some of you have a bigger loan, and your loan amount being bigger might get you a better rate. You can have many different things. There are so many things that impact these things. So, but if let's say you're getting a conventional loan, you're buying a house, you might qualify on buying conventional. You might be anywhere between 6.25 and 7.5 range if you're buying a loan. You're buying a home right now on conventional. On FHA, you might be between 5.5% and 7% on an FHA loan. Let's say, hey, I need my lender to pay my closing costs for me. Well, your lender might need to have a higher rate so they can pay for your closing costs. So your ranges are different. but all of you have one. You all have your range. And everyone say, what's your rate at a mortgage company? There is no one rate. It's like, it'd be like calling up the butcher and saying, how much is your meat? You know? And it depends on what are we getting here? Are we getting some spare ribs? Are we going to get, we're getting the ham? Are we getting the, are we getting the filet? You know,
I always say it's like driving through McDonald's and saying, give me something to eat.
Give me something. What do you got to eat? How much is your food cost? So just know this is good for all of you. It's a good discussion to have with your loan officer. Get in touch with us today. We want to talk with you. And anyway, we're happy to work with you now. 214-354-5989. If you want to text us, go online and apply with texaslending.com today. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we're going to get to the rest of your questions, get those in now, and we will get back to those questions after these messages on 105.3 The Fan. Back in the TexasLending.com Mortgage Show, Kevin Miller here with Inappropriate Uncle Bubba answering your questions. Thanks for all your questions, by the way. We appreciate them. We're coming near the end of the show here, but we're going to get to these questions that have come in along the way. If you do have one, it's 214-354-5989. Bubba?
I was just going to say, it shows that you're listening, that we get these questions.
Yeah, here's one for you. My wife and I bought a home. So this is it. This is the start of potential refis. We bought a home last year, and our house rate is 7.6.
Mm-hmm.
So we're looking to refinance our house. However, we're not sure about an FHA streamline because it sounds like they're on FHA. So they're at 7.6 on an FHA. And if they did a streamline loan, they want to know what kind of things they got to think about. Now, there's several things that come into play here.
Yes.
One of them being, if your new loan is going to be above your original loan, what would make your new loan above original loan if we have to roll in a bunch of escrows into your new loan? If we're going to roll in a bunch of new taxes and insurance into your new loan, your new loan amount will be higher than your original. Why is that important? Because on an FHA streamline, there is no appraisal requirement if your new loan amount is less than your original loan amount. There's no need for a new appraisal if the new loan amount is less than the original. However, since you just got your home last year and there might not be a lot of equity in that,
yep.
Some of the things are going to happen. If your new loan amount is going to be above your original loan amount, one, we'll need an appraisal, and the other one is we got to make sure you have enough equity you might have to bring some money to closing to get that FHA loan closed.
Especially with all the escrows due now, taxes being paid.
And what we don't know is if your home has gone up in value or not. So we got to take a look at a new appraisal. If your home has gone up in value, that'll impact that. Will they get rid of the PMI? Probably not, depending on what your equity scenario is. If you got an FHA last year, most people get FHA for the minimal down payment options, sometimes for rate. But these are the things that you need to know about. So if you're at 7.6, can you get it at 6.6?
Yeah.
Well, we can take a look. Can you get it at 6? Can we get a better rate than that? We got to take a look.
Here's the thing to realize this time of year, when you roll this many escrows in and stuff, you're really better off just doing a straight FHA refinance and getting an appraisal, because then you can roll the cost in. And otherwise, on a streamline right now, you're going to be bringing money to closing.
So just know that in your scenario, a regular FHA. So what's the difference between a regular FHA refi and a streamline? Well, on a streamline, if your payment goes down, you don't need to document any income, income. You don't need an appraisal. But if you just do a regular FHA refinance, you're going to get an appraisal. We'll document your income. Well, like we said, you can get some stuff rolled in on a regular FHA. One is called streamline, one's not. It just comes down to qualifications in terms of what you have to use to qualify for it.
And we'll look at it both ways.
So call our office. We have loan officers that will take a look at your scenario and find out with your equity situation how it's all going to come together. We want to help you out. Go online to texaslending.com. Call one of our loan officers today. Next question, Bubba. They say they're a veteran. They have a couple houses. One, they nearly have it paid off. Their first one is at 3.9%. Their second home, they're at 5.85 on an FHA loan. And they want to know, can they refinance? Their second home is an investment property at 5.85. They want to know if they get rid of the PMI. Well, here's the deal. The deal is that it says that second one is worth about 180. The problem is that You have it's a second home. It's an it's an investment property.
Right.
It says second home. Let's see, second home, and the second home. So they, I had to be looking at that because there's second homes and there's investment properties.
Mm-hmm.
But they want to be able to drop the rate, and I don't think you're going to find better rate than 5.85 on a second home refinance.
No, not at
so
all.
Right now, you know, it, we don't know what's going to happen out there. You know. We don't know what's going to happen. We don't want to. This is not a political show. I'm just talking about what happens after this election in terms of interest rates. We don't know what's going to happen in terms of money printing. Who's going to promise who what? Who's going to print money? Who are they going to give it to? And we don't know how that's going to impact your mortgage yet. So remember, we just came down with all this inflation recently. Is there more inflation coming? Are they going to print a whole lot more money and create more inflation? You know, is this the best rates that we're going to find? Is what I'm getting at. Are the rates we have right now, you say, well, the Fed's going to drop rates. Like we said at the beginning of the show, the market has already baked in the Federal Reserve rate drops that are planned or talked about. The market, the mortgage market rates have already baked in an anticipated rate drop from the Fed that's already here now. So when they actually do it, you might not see any movement in rates, or the rates could actually go up depending on what the anticipation is for long-term inflation. So are these the rates right now, the best rates you're going to see?
Hmm.
We don't know. And so, but you know what? If you can drop your rate from 8% to 6, it might be time to get it down. If you can get it, it might be time to look at it. So go online and apply with TexasLending.com. We got to get out of here, Bubba.
Yeah.
Wait, I think we have one more. We have one whole extra minute. We get a whole extra minute to answer your questions. Okay, some person wanted to know about an assumable loan here. Assumable loans, they have an assumable loan option at 4.25%. They're looking at a house that's an assumable loan. If you are looking at an assumable loan, you need to qualify for that loan. You need a document that you can qualify for. Let's say it's an FHA loan. You need a document you can qualify for an FHA loan at that payment. You can't just say, I'm going to assume your loan. FHA needs to know you can pay it. And so that's something you need to know. If you're trying to get an assumable loan, you do need to document your ability to qualify for the loan that you are assuming.
And you do that with their servicer, whoever their servicer is.
Yeah. So a company like TexasLending.com is not going to do anything for you because we give loans to people. We don't, you know, the assumptions between you and the current servicer and you and the person you're buying the home from.
Mm-hmm.
So you're going to have to take care of that. Get with your friend and the person you're going to buy the home from and see if you can get that done. We got to get out of here, though. Make sure you go online and apply at TexasLending.com. Bubba?
Yeah. Till next week.
Done. Enjoy your football weekend and all the other sports that you like. Next week, we'll see you here back on 105.3 The Fan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% site-wide, plus a free professional measure at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.